This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. We've been talking about the drug war, federal agents violating the rights of, well, pretty much everybody. And again, your calls and thoughts. Welcome in studio tonight. It's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And coming up, the Norwegian ski team's sweaters have caused quite a controversy. Plus, the poles might be flipping. Not the people from Poland. Like the magnetic north might become magnetic south or something along those lines. Wasn't that the premise of how Waterworld wound up being Waterworld? Was the poles had reversed themselves?
I do not remember that movie well. I know I've seen it. I think I saw it and said, okay, watching this once was enough.
I think I'm one of maybe three people in the entire world that actually liked that movie and watched it more than once.
I liked The Postman, if we're getting into...
Ooh, I love The Postman.
Into weird, obscure... What's the actor's name? I'm sorry.
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner movies.
Yeah. The guy who danced with wolves.
He did.
Yes.
And he built it.
Yes, the baseball field. Let's go to the phones, actually, to the Discord, where I did finally figure out how this Discord thing works, I think. Maybe. We've got Big Loaf calling in on the Discord. Big Loaf, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, good evening, ladies and gents. So, basically, yeah, Chris, to pick up on a point you were making in the last hour, mm-hmm, about how, you know, public, quote-unquote public servants end up in a position and without even respecting the Constitution. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing new about that. These people don't care what kind of words are on this magical paper. They're going to do what they want to anyways. I mean, case in point, I mean, and the thing that ultimately turned me to, like, you know, Full Tilt and Cap was Katrina, right? You know, there is a Second Amendment. It says, right, keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And what happened? Thousands of active duty military and law enforcement flooded into that town, went door to door, confiscating guns,
yep,
and all but three obeyed, right?
And
I mean, that's
and some guys that just did work for three-letter agencies. I know one of those guys that was called down there to do that.
Oh, really? What's the, so, like, as a non-public officer?
Private contractors. Same type of people we hire over in Iraq and Afghanistan. Yeah, they were involved in that.
I'm not involved in that hiring process.
Yeah,
me neither. I don't know. I guess somebody is.
Yep.
But still, I mean, you know, so I don't know if it's just a few bad apples. I mean, it almost seems like a prerequisite, right?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so, it feels anyway, that way, yeah.
I mean, and people eat it up. I mean, you know, you got people like Heather that are all like, support the troops. So, hey, Heather, were you supporting the troops when they were going door to door confiscating guns?
I pick and choose battles, but I know that not all of our troops are doing that. Usually it's law enforcement.
They all were down there. Every Where? Last one of them. Is the
in New Doesn't Orleans, after can't... Hurricane Katrina, the yeah. National Guard was sent in.
Yep, to yeah. confiscate guns from people.
Mm-hmm. No, I think we actually spoke about that on the air, and I probably spoke out about it. Doesn't mean I, you know, think everything the military does is stupid.
But you support them.
Not in that instance, no.
Well, this is where we get into
see,
the we were
see,
just following
what,
orders
This is
thing.
What annoys the crap out of me about anarchists, where you can't be like, oh, well, you're like, if I support using government to, you know, lock up violent criminals, then you support everything government does. Like, no, you can support things that the government does, but not support other things that the government does. Have you ever had a child, right? Sometimes your child, those things you're proud of, but sometimes they do stuff that you're like, no, that is not okay. Okay, so you can do both. Like, you can point out the negatives while also pointing out the positives. You don't have to be like, oh, government is just evil. It's always evil. It's blah, 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 blah. Not everybody that joins the military is evil. Not everybody that joins the police department is evil.
Well, every one of them down there was, right? And I've got so far as
I don't know all of them down there. I'm going to say that I don't agree with what they did, but I'm not going to go and be like, oh, my God, they're all evil.
Well, here's what I think they had a right.
Go ahead, Bigelow.
Everybody that joins the military is evil. Not everybody that joins the police department is evil.
Hold on. I don't know what is...
Everybody that was down there was, in fact, evil. Stealing is wrong, especially stealing at gunpoint, and most especially since it's on this magical paper called Constitution that says you're not supposed to do that. They don't give a crap about that, right? And every last one of them's wicked, and I hope they get what's coming to them. And that's all I got to say.
Big Loaf, thank you for the call. And
that was weird.
In that particular case, I mean,
I heard myself for a minute.
Yeah, there was a weird loop there. Join the Discord call thing, even though it's limited to one caller.
Looped in.
Somehow they were in momentarily and stuff from their computer. This is one of the reasons that calls through a computer aren't
We do our best. We try.
Yeah.
But going back to Katrina, going back to Katrina and talking about the obviously unconstitutional act of going door to door and seizing guns from law-abiding citizens.
Give us your gum.
Exactly. No, it was a horrific thing. But where's the problem? So originally you had, I think it was the governor who came out with that declaration saying nobody is going to possess guns during these troubling times. So he's guilty. He passes down an unconstitutional order to other people who then order their troops to go do it. So they're guilty. And to me, that also makes the individual soldier, the individual policeman, everybody who ever took an oath, guilty. Because you should have refuse to obey that order. When given an unconstitutional order, it is your obligation, if you're truly out to protect and defend.
They went in all those homes when people weren't there?
No, they went in when they were there. They went in to people's homes and said, do you have any guns? Well, of course I got guns. Good. Give them all to us right now.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Richard calling in from Montana. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello.
Go ahead, Richard. Hello, Richard. I heard you say hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Yep. Yeah, you're on the radio. Go ahead, Richard. I don't know if you're trying to listen to the radio and also talk on the phone, but that's not going to work, and Richard just dropped off. Let's go to Dave Ridley calling in from somewhere, I believe, in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Wanted to let you know, if you didn't already, there is action underway at the State House to try and do something about Jerry DeLamis.
And the State House would be the New Hampshire State House. That's where our show is coming from, and that's where Dave Ridley does lots of stuff.
So what's going on with Jerry?
They have submitted an HCR. It's HCR 11, which stands for House Concurrent Resolution. It would be a resolution sent to the president if it passes, urging him to pardon DeLamis. Now, DeLamis was the Rochester resident who went out to the Bundy Ranch standoff, but he was there apparently after the standoff was kind of over, or at least the infamous part of it was over, and he was
one of the first boots on the ground.
Oh, so he was there earlier.
Yeah, and he and a couple other people from New Hampshire were down there, that I know.
I'm looking at the docket. There was a public hearing on January 10th. There is a committee work session scheduled for February 14th. So what sort of action are you hoping people will take on this, Dave?
Well, this isn't exactly how I would have tried to react to this. I'm not a branch hacker. I don't think you stop the federal government by having separate resolutions.
So do you think people should contact the members of the State and Federal Relations and Veteran Affairs Committee, or just let it go?
Oh, well, I think I appreciate what they're doing.
Dave, we're kind of hard to you're kind of hard to hear now. Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Five, 450, free. That's 855 450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And maybe you've heard about cryptocurrency, but you want to learn more about various cryptos out there. Maybe you want to know some of the news that's happening in the crypto world. Well, news.bitcoin.com is a good place to start. They've got news, again, not just about Bitcoin, but also, well, a bunch of other cryptocurrencies as well. Headline that just came up about 20 minutes ago talks about Tether, where Tether printed one-third of all Tether after they got subpoenaed.
There you go. Tether. We can do it just as well as the central banks can.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's basically, for people not familiar with Tether, their cryptocurrency code, the four-letter code, is USDT. So they are trying to be the crypto dollar.
It's an intriguing idea, I think, the idea that you would have a token that's pegged to the value of the U.S. dollar. It makes it easier for people to kind of wrap their heads around. It's almost like you're trading your Ethereum or your Bitcoin for dollars. But the problem is, they said every Tether was going to be backed by one U.S. dollar, and they fired their auditors. They refused to be transparent about it, so it looks like a big scam, not unlike our central banking system.
Yeah. So, again, you can find out not just some of the scam coins, but also some of the problems that are happening. There was another headline that I saw just a little bit ago about one of the cryptos that was having a ICO, their initial coin offering, and somebody did a phishing scam and wound up walking away with $400,000 on a phishing scam. Again, that and more over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go back to the phones, and let's try Richard calling in from Montana one more time. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Can you speak up, Richard?
Yeah, I'm calling. I would like to say something to Heather.
Yeah, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Bud.
Yeah, Heather, I just want you to hang in there. I've watched this show for a decade now. The last 2 years, I have seen Daryl abuse so many co-hosts, it's ridiculous. He treats everyone who is on the other side of the desk so rude, it just blows my mind. He feels like he can talk over everyone, scream at them, question their intelligence. And I find it so disheartening. You're a beautiful young woman, and I want you to hang in there. That's all I have to say.
Oh, that was nice of you. So, Daryl and I have a good working relationship here as co-hosts, though. So.
Well, I hope so.
I appreciate
Daryl
and what he's got to say. And if he ever steps on my toes, I'll be the first one to let him know.
Yeah, she's not afraid to do that.
But I do appreciate you calling in. Yeah.
Oh, no problem. I respect Daryl, too. But he gets out of control. He gets way too excited. And Daryl, you got to cool your jet sometime. Allow other people to speak up.
I've been letting people speak. I've been letting you speak for about 2.5 minutes, Richard.
No, I don't think it's been that long.
It has been. I've been looking at the clock.
Well, I appreciate the time. And like I said, this is the first time I've called in. Listened to this show for at least 10, maybe 12 years, and I really felt tonight I had to call because I just felt that, when you hushed her, it was just a little too much.
Are you talking about when I, make sure that we wind up hitting the brakes on time? Because that's a thing that actually has to happen, Richard.
When
there's a caller that's trying to talk and somebody's trying to talk over the caller, it's, not good radio when you've got people talking over one another. So you hush somebody and the person in studio can see my hand go up as a signal to stop talking. Is that what you're talking about, Richard?
You talk over people sometimes, Daryl.
I was watching on my large screen TV. You did not raise your hand. It was a caller. They were both speaking at the same time. But Heather was asking a question. The caller
was the question
that he was trying to answer because...
No, I hadn't finished my original. I was giving a little backdrop before I, like, really finished my...
And then you tried to monologue. Richard, thank you.
Yes, but
for
I hadn't finished my train of
thought before you jumped on the tracks, Daryl, is what he's saying.
But you had not finished the monologue
after you asked the question, and Bad Slave was trying to answer the question.
Then you tell Bad Slave to let me finish. Okay, who's the co-host here?
The point is, who's the host? And the host would be Daryl. And thank God we have somebody sitting in that chair because none of us know how to run all that crap,
and none of us want to. Robert calling in from Bellows Falls.
I'm the co-host to the caller, so he should have let me finish my question and then answered it instead of interrupting me.
Hmm. Robert, on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, Daryl. Daryl, I've known you for a long time, and I don't want you to change. I want you to be the same way as you are now because you have a way of being able to capture the audience, you know? It's nothing personal when you know, Daryl rises up. He's, you know, this is a guy that spends a lot of time looking for the truth. You know, I've seen him on both sides of the coin, and that's what he's trying to do is to find the truth. You know, Daryl W. Perry reminds me so much of, Paul Harvey.
You know, I loved Paul Harvey as a kid.
Good day.
You know, Daryl W. Perry is the next Paul Harvey.
I don't want to be the next to anybody. I want to be
the first
Daryl. There's
definitely only one Daryl Perry that I can say in... I like Daryl, too, just the way he is.
No other Daryl W. Perrys that I'm aware of, but the police chief in Kauai, Hawaii, also named Daryl Perry, and I get Google News alerts about him because I like knowing when people are posting news articles about me, and yeah, I get news about the... police chief out there, and I think there was a thing where he got suspended a couple of years ago for covering something up. He might be trying to become like the state police chief or something now. Robert, any further thoughts?
Police officer.
Yeah, Daryl W. Perry is a worthwhile person deserving of pride. Have a good night, guys.
Robert, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, let's jump into this article about the Norwegian ski team's sweaters.
Let's jump into that.
Causing an uproar. Yeah, so the Winter Olympics coming up in about a week and a couple of days, and well, you know,
dang Norwegians
are wearing sweaters that some people don't like. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you like the show and you want to help us get on more radio stations across the country, we're on right now close to 170 across the country. We can be on more, but we need your help to advertise, market, and promote the station to program directors that make the decisions to add us to more radio stations. You can do that by joining the AMP program. AMP, again, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can join for as little as $5 per month and get access to ad-free versions of the podcast. There's also the AMP-only Facebook group. There's an AMP badge that you can get for the Free Talk Live forums. And there are other perks. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So the Winter Olympics coming up in, I believe, exactly 1 week. I believe February 8th is the start of the Winter Olympics.
I'll take your word for it.
And, well, the Norwegian Olympic alpine team apparently has wound up causing quite a stir with their sweaters. Yeah, that's right. Somebody has taken offense to the sweaters being worn by the Norwegian Olympic alpine team. The story here from the New York Times says that the sweaters, designed at a time when public interest in Viking culture is experiencing a renaissance. The theme for Norway's Alpine ski team uniforms this season is the attacking Viking.
Okay, I'm looking at this picture. Are these the sweaters in question?
Yes.
They're sort of a dark, maybe they're black or dark blue. It's kind of hard to tell. You can never really tell. I'm going to zoom in. It's got some, you know, some artwork runes on the top part.
Those are Viking runes that are on there. And one of those runes in particular is what is raising a stir with some people.
Is it like Pepe the Frog or what?
I'll explain.
Can't we just guess?
Oh, you can guess, but it's not Pepe. Pepe the Frog is not on their sweater.
I don't see any.
The Frog is also not a Viking rune.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
You're not sure about that. I don't see a swastika or anything like that.
So the theme is the attacking Viking, which is an homage to the team's nickname. But the sweater features a symbol known as the Tyr rune, that's spelled T-Y-R, which neo-Nazis have tried to claim as their own. Now, the symbol I will describe, because the article here does not. I had to look up this particular rune, and it's basically an upwards-facing arrow.
An arrow pointed upwards?
Yes.
Okay.
An upward-facing arrow.
So, like the one on Hillary Clinton's logo, except not facing horizontally, pointed upwards?
No. Hers was a block to where the arrow tip was full.
It had different dimensions, but
triangle.
It was still an arrow.
Yes. This is just the line going up
and
then two lines coming down, and there's nothing filling in the area.
Kind of like, you know, restrooms this way, arrow.
Right.
Could be that.
The Tyr rune, again, some neo-Nazis have tried to claim as their own. There's little evidence, however, that the rune originally had any symbolic significance beyond its sound value, but the letter shares the name of a Norse deity popularly understood as the god of war, which, again, me cutting in here, makes sense when the theme of the sweater is the attacking Viking. Makes sense that you would have the symbol of the god of war in that theme. Nowadays, however, most runologists consider it a letter no more mysterious than the letter T. Even so, the presence of the rune on the team's sweater design was enough to raise alarms. Norway's security police have warned of the rise of a small but politically extreme and potentially violent group called the Nordic Resistance Movement, which has been using that rune in its branding.
Okay, so let me get this straight. If you happen to use a hundreds or thousands of years old symbol from your language, and a couple thousand years later, a white supremacist group decides they want to use it too.
Yes.
Then you have to come down on a Norwegian ski team?
Something.
Did I kind of get that right?
So you're
kind of
though,
right.
You know?
Right, because the swastika was used in Hinduism.
And
still is.
American Indians, and the swastika is one of those sort of international symbols that popped up organically all over the globe, and it usually had to do with harvest, if I'm correct. Harvest and sort of the...
It's got multiple meanings.
Yeah,
and,
I'm sure it does.
You know, different areas, but again, that's something that was really, really old, got co-opted, and now...
Now you tattoo it on your forehead, and that's all people want to talk about.
In the past year, the group, the Nordic Resistance Movement, has held rallies outside synagogues and in town squares in Norway and Sweden. One of the group's slogans, "Enough is Enough," showed up on a drum in last year's white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. The story here continues. In many countries, a national ski team's woolen sweater design would not be a major issue. But Norwegians take their knitting very seriously. With each games, both the sweater and its knitting pattern are available for sale to the general public.
Oh, nice.
Now the controversy has caused divisions over whether the ski team sweater can be worn with pride. Margaretha Finseth, whose job as the design and brand manager at the House of Yarn Wholesaler is to select and sell well-known patterns for Norwegians to knit, decided against this particular sweater. A publishing author on Norwegian knitting, she said she did not want to give knitting ideas to white supremacists. Quote, our greatest fear was that the next big demonstration, everyone would appear in the ski team's sweater.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be completely superficial. I'm looking at this article, and I can't get over how attractive the Norwegian ski team is.
Yes, they are,
you know, they look like
beautiful people.
They're
good-looking folks over there in Norwegian.
They look like they could be supermodels.
They do.
Even the men. We're talking about four men that look like models and two women that also look like models.
So that would be six models altogether.
Yes. Daryl.
Yes. I just
one
want
model,
people...
two model, three model, four model.
One model, two model, red model, blue model. No. No. The decision of the knitter to not sell the team's pattern drew angry
Hold
criticism.
Hold on. You can't say that on the air.
Chris, let me see the picture.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said knitter.
Yes.
My bad. Well, never mind. Go ahead.
Neo-pagans, Viking reenactors, and the fans of the national ski team expressed dismay at what they considered giving up the collective ownership of ancestral symbols to a tiny, unrepresented minority.
They look like they all do yoga.
They probably do.
Hot yoga.
Yeah.
After skiing down hills that are very, very cold.
This whole story just reminds me of the one we were talking about off the break, where that Michigan University professor, right? That used to be like a title for someone with somewhat high level of education. Apparently wrote a piece about how hot yoga is linked to white supremacy.
I've heard people make the claim that yoga in the United States is cultural appropriation, which I guess
yoga.
Only a superior culture could appropriate something, so therefore, yeah, I don't agree, but, you know, like, I see where if you're coming from a very flawed basis, you could make the argument. Again, it's not a good argument, and I don't agree with the argument. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on Norwegian ski sweaters and Viking runes? This is Free Talk Live.
Live from the Vertcoin Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour. Frightened you, my helium. 47 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, we call her five to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for seven different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's F-U-N 66 to 543-543.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts. If you call in now, we'll get to the phones here in just a second. But first, want to make sure that I tell you about a digital currency that, it can help build a better financial system for everyone. Talking about Dash Digital Cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It's easy. It can be private. The fees are low. Transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. There's a little bit more to this Norwegian ski team sweater controversy, but we're heading to the phones. We've got Cliff calling in from, it says here, Statesburg, Georgia. I think that's supposed to be Statesboro, possibly. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
How you doing? I just caught the tail end when you guys were having your conversation about opiates and drugs, and I heard some guy say something about you couldn't get high from oxycodone. Did I hear right?
Yeah, I wasn't sure where that was going. He was basically insinuating that you didn't get high, you just got tired. So
okay.
I don't know if that was
a quote in an article that we were reading, correct?
No, that or was that a caller. Was a caller.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a caller. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I do that for a living. I'm a professional counselor and mostly in substance use disorders. And I just wanted to make sure that the listeners were clear that the opioid epidemic is very real. Although I did catch some of what you're talking about the failed war on drugs. And that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see the Controlled Substances Act repealed, have it all taxed and regulated. I mean, and we could save billions and billions and billions of dollars from law enforcement and incarceration. But
not to mention the human cost. Yeah,
the human cost. But we're on the front lines of this, and I can tell you that. And I know you guys in New Hampshire, right? I mean, they're dropping like flies in New Hampshire from the opioid epidemic. What's that big city you guys there have?
Manchester is the largest thing they call a city here in New Hampshire.
Is there a place called New Haven?
That'd be Connecticut, but
Connecticut. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. The Northeast in general has had a pretty rough time with opiates.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've got it down here too. But I just, I just couldn't believe my ears when I heard that. And it's a pretty serious thing. And opiates are, you know, listeners to understand that it's heroin and a pill. I also heard you talking about the Imodium stuff. I've actually seen that.
Really?
In the business. Yeah, it's not that 5,000 thing or something, but basically it's just good to know that an addict, anything that'll change the way they feel, they'll find a way. Down here we get kids do things like what they call triple C's, which is cold, cough, and congestion medication.
Right.
So they'll go into the convenience store and steal the cold cough medicine, and they'll take about 8 of them. And that combined with kind of some cough syrup and weed will give you a nice hallucinogenic high. So
you can learn a lot
from addicts, man.
I've heard from some winos that if you take a bottle of cologne and a thing of like day old bread, and you pour the cologne through the bread and squeeze stuff out, that'll get you drunk. It will probably do a lot more than just get you drunk, and I don't recommend doing it. But I've heard from winos that, you know, it's a way to get drunk.
There's another way to separate, you know, the little squeeze bottle hand sanitizers.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a way to separate the alcohol out of those too.
I've heard that.
Wow.
And I think the takeaway,
you know, like drink mouthwash as well.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Chris?
No, I was going to say it's refreshing to hear from somebody who works in the industry, and it's sad that we have an industry around addiction. And I personally place that on the fact that we've tried to control what people are going to put into their own bodies, and it just makes it worse. And I appreciate your comments on scheduling
right
of these drugs.
That. I think you're right about that, but this is my opinion, but it's one shared by many in my field. The opioid epidemic started in late 90s when the Joint Commission, who regulates hospitals, decided that doctors needed to pay more attention to patients' pain.
Right.
And then the pharmaceutical companies, of course, came along and said, hey, we got something for that.
You bet.
And OxyContin hit the markets. And doctors received very little training about addiction. So the medical model is, I mean, we all know, we go to the doctor, we give him a complaint, he takes out his prescription pad.
Right.
And so that is what caused the opioid epidemic and caused heroin to make a big comeback, was the doctor's prescription pad. And I mean, it wasn't like it was intentional, but I think that's where it started.
Purdue, the manufacturers of OxyContin, it was intentional from their point of view.
They
saw it as an opportunity, a huge money-making opportunity.
Absolutely.
I was just going to bring up one thing, too, and maybe you've heard of this, but a lot of our research, a lot of our knowledge of opioid addiction is based on the experiments with rats back in the 60s, and they talked about the experiments with Skinner boxes, basically a very, very small box that they would put a rat in, give it a choice of drinking water or water plus heroin. After a while, the rat would go to the heroin, and then it would always go back to the heroin. And there was another experiment.
There was another experiment where
called
they
the,
had
the rat park, and that's what I'm getting into.
Right.
The idea of the rat park was a guy looked at this Skinner experiment and said, hold on, rats are very social creatures. They like lots of room to run around, and we're putting them in a tiny box where they're unhappy and lonely. What happens if I build this thing the size of my garage that has every toy a rat could ever want to play with, plus other rats to be around? And what did they find out? They found out that the rats, would try the heroin, but they wouldn't keep going back to it. They preferred just the regular water. In other words, without a sad state of mind, you're less likely to become addicted.
Right, well, and I guess something else that stimulates you,
right?
Because, you know, human connection create, and or right. In this case, rat connection, you know, it does create that dopamine rush.
Right. So I guess my question, since we have a professional on the phone, and I don't often get a chance to ask questions like this, but do you see that in a lot of the people that suffer from addiction, that it's not just the drug, but it's other things going on in their life that are leaving them wanting? Or they are suffering from depression, or their situation isn't good.
Well, it varies, but I would say that you're on something that with most people there is some sort of underlying issue, and substance use at a young age, usually around 12, 13, 14, becomes a way of dealing with stuff. And of course, it usually does start with alcohol or weed.
Right.
And then it picks up, and one of the unintended consequences of our legal system. So I know, you know, I'm almost 50. So when I was coming up, alcohol and weed were about the worst things that we'd get into. And, but it's in Marlboros, and it's become so hard for young people now. They can't get their hands on alcohol or cigarettes, but they can have all the weed and mama's pills that they want, you know.
Right.
So they're getting in the other stuff quicker. But yeah, the thing about the rat experiment is very interesting. I would say this about opiates specifically, though. Opiates and nicotine are the two most addictive substances that we know of. And it doesn't take much. I don't care who you are. If you get enough nicotine in your system or enough opiates in your system, you're going to experience a pretty uncomfortable withdrawal. Unless you get more. So, you know, I like the one time and then the rats went on about their business. I can see that. And there are plenty of people who experiment. But,
right. Go ahead. And the other part of that experiment, I encourage you to Google it a little bit, but the other thing they saw was people, the rats that even drank more of the heroin water went back to regular water even though they were going through withdrawals. Maybe the rats couldn't associate one with the other, but it seemed like they voluntarily went through withdrawal to just be done with it. Kind of interesting, I thought.
Cliff, thank you for the call. That's it for tonight, but don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow, and we are always online at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.